every single ethnic group has memory traces of these folks, and they have different names. For an example, one of those fellows, his name in Babylon was Nabu, and the same fella in China was Fuhi, and in Egypt he was Thoth. And every single country had a different name for him. The Semitic language, he was Hermes or Hermes. And then we have the Greeks called him Hermes, and he was also known as Apollo. And then the piece de la resistance is the Romans called him Mercury, Quicksilver.
Interesting. Very fascinating.
One of the things that he did is he gave the written language to each and every one of those groups, even to the Aztecs. He was the same fella. Not only that, he was the same fella that gave alchemy to all those groups.
Did they discuss how he traveled from spot to spot?
They didn't go into too much detail. The reason why is that memory trace came from one text, and then as the people spread out from where that text was, they kept it as a memory trace. So they didn't necessarily know how he traveled. In fact, we don't know how he got from his extraterrestrial location to this planet. But we do know that he didn't come from here. That same fella has a planet named after him, and that planet's name is Mercury. His associate, he was the number two man. There was 200 of them that came. He was the number two man. The number one man was known as Thor. He was also known as the blacksmith. He was known as Azaliel, and then he was also known as Lucifer.
Oh my! So Thor and Lucifer may be one and the same.
Maybe one and the same, but they don't. Anytime you have a story, if it's written down, it has a tendency to stay a little bit more accurate. When it is
verbalized,
you have a tendency to add a little bit here, subtract a little bit there, scare your kids a little bit this way with a little bit extra in the story. But the general flavor always stays. That particular entity has, like I said, he has certain characteristics. Primarily, that entity was the blacksmith. He gave the abilities to do the metal work. In fact, he taught man how to work with stone. And in a little bit, I'll tell you how he helped to make it easy to build the pyramids with copper tools.
Are you going to give us a theory that we haven't heard yet?
Oh, I should think so.
All right.
The nice thing about this particular entity is that he did give us some really good things. One of the other 200, a fellow by the name of Cabet, he was known for a different reason. He was the first one to make abortions. Actually have one of those fellows, and that's what his claim to fame was.
And they talk about that in texts as well?
They talked about that in the text.
Then that is bizarre.
It is bizarre, isn't it? The thing is these entities had the ability to go out and do a lot of nasty things. They were not the sweethearts that we sometimes think the extraterrestrials or the negative, the non-human beings that are in the world. The Christians call them Lucifer, the devil.
Fallen angels.
an angel. The thing is when these entities came to Earth, they actually bred with the local women. And Sounds like Genesis. Well, what happened was, is these entities that when they came down, they were immortal. They weren't the type of people that we are. They did not die. But when they had a child with a normal woman, that child was not immortal in his flesh. He was immortal in his spirit. After a period of time, these children of the, we'll just call them the dissidents, they became kind of large, and they got hungry. And
you mean like giants?
Like giants. And these, we'll call them giants. These giants would go out, and it took all the time of the non-giants to go out and feed these critters. The problem was, is eventually they got to the point where they didn't have sufficient supplies, and these entities became cannibals. At that point, the locals started to dispatch these particular entities. The only problem was, is when these entities were dispatched, their spirits didn't die. Their spirits didn't go to hell, but they were let loose in the spirit realm.
Now, and what do you mean by dispatched?
Killed.
Ah.
These were flesh and blood entities, but unlike mankind, which they were half man and half the separate entity, they were, how should I put it, they weren't from here. And because of that, their spirits did not have a resting place. They have many names for them throughout history. We can call them risen masters. We can call them familiar spirits. We can call them demons. We can call them the grays. We can call them shadow people. These entities are all around us.